No.
Okay. And now, if you got like, say you have seven boys and seven girls in your family, you might say he had a whole lot of children.
A whole bunch of children.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the word passel? Like you might have a whole passel of children or something?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Now, talking about corn again, what do you call the outside of your corn?
Shucks.
Okay. And what's the kind of corn you eat on the cob like it is?
White corn.
Okay.
The ear corn.
Okay.
All you need is the yellow, but the white's the best.
Okay. And if you're going to eat it off the cob and they ask you what we're having, ask you what you're having, say, we're going to have some what?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. And
you always butter it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of, do you ever call them roasting ears? Roasting.
Uh-huh.
Or how about mutton corn? You ever heard of that? Okay.
Where'd you get that one?
They have one here. Some people have heard of mutton corn before. Okay. Now what do you call the top of a corn stalk?
Top of a corn stalk. Corn stalk.
What?
Top of a corn stove.
Uh-huh.
I was just saying that as soon as that was it. And I think that's all you can call it.
It's the fluffy stuff up at the top. What do you call that?
All them little pieces of stringy stuff.
Okay.
I know you have to pull it off the corn.
Uh-huh.
You.
Okay, what about the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn chucks that you have to brush off?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm talking about on the stalk itself, when the stalk's growing up.
Oh,
the stuff that sticks out up at the top. What do you call that?
That would be the leaves of it if they got in the leaves.
Okay. And,
But I was talking about that other.
Uh-huh.
Chucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, not the shucks, but after you shuck it, you know. You know, it's all the stuff you have to pull off. What do you call that?
I don't know. It's just a fact. I know what you're talking about, and I've did it a million times.
Uh-huh.
But I was talking about the shucks. You have to shuck the corn first, and then cut off the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And tip off the tip. And then usually take a brush and before I get it wet, you know, and brush it good. Brush it that way and then brush it down, pull it off, and wash and wash and wash.
Okay, what do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Out of canner.
Out of what?
A canner.
A jack-o'-lantern?
Jack-o'-lantern, if you're talking about...
Something you make at Halloween, you know?
I know you get a... I know what that is, but I don't know.
Well?
Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cut it all out, clean that, stick your can in there, and you have your jack-o'-lantern.
Okay. And what's the kind of small, yellow, crooked neck vegetable?
That would be a cucumber.
No, there's something that's yellow that
a squash.
Okay. What are some different kinds of squash?
Well, I don't know. I think there's some green kind.
Uh-huh.
Yellow, most of them there's white kind.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the name of them, I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any name for it when you let it dry, when you let squash dry?
Have what?
A name for it when you let squash dry out.
No, I don't know of it. Listen. They make the seeds.